June 23, 2012. Asheron sighed in aggravation as he surveyed the empty condo he'd provided for Styx after his brother had asked to leave Cadeteros. He'd been trying to catch the bastard for weeks now, but every time he popped in, Styx was gone. If he didn't know better, he'd think Styx had moved out, but the bank book was still in a kitchen drawer, along with Styx's license and credit cards. He couldn't have gone far without any money or ID.
Rissone was right. You were always annoying.
Then again, it was their birthday. Maybe Styx was out celebrating with friends. Ash paused at the thought. Did Styx have any friends? Sadly, he had no idea. As Rissa's journals that Tori had uncovered during her excavations had shown him, there was a lot he didn't know about his own twin brother. And the more he read, the more he was desperate to talk to Styx, to find the real truth. Mentally, Ash flogged himself for not cornering Styx when he'd been in Cadeteros. But he'd been too angry then to listen, too hurt to care about Styx's side of anything. Now? Closing his eyes, he tried to pinpoint Styx's location. Yet all he got out of that was a migraine. New York was too big a city with too many people in it. I should have stuck his ass on another deserted island. At least then I'd know where he is. Even more agitated, he glanced to the bookshelves that were lined with ancient Greek books, written in ancient Greek. Ash held his hand up and used his powers to pull one from the shelf. Glancing around the room, he realized then that Styx had only written in Greek, and not just any Greek, Proto-Greek, the oldest of all the Greek variants. All his notes, everything. That was Styx's native tongue. Oh, shit. Can Styx read English? That was something he hadn't considered before he'd sent his brother out into the modern world. Since Styx had been imprisoned for more than 11,000 years, there was a good possibility that Styx would have no idea how to read any modern language at all. It would explain the checkbook, cards, and ID. Styx might not even have known what those were. You're an effing idiot. Replacing the book, Ash winced at his own blind stupidity, and hoped that he wasn't as big a bastard as he feared he was. Of all people, he knew how bad illiteracy sucked. Having been illiterate as a human slave, he knew that better than anyone. He couldn't imagine trying to navigate the modern world without at least a rudimentary understanding of the English alphabet. And with that thought, against his will, his mind went to the past. To the days before their Uncle Estes had ripped him from the home he'd shared with Rissa and Styx. While Rissa would spend most of her mornings visiting with her mother, Ash would sit in her room and listen to Styx's tutors mercilessly grill him on all manner of subjects. As the heir to Didymos, Styx had been required to study hard and learn as much as he could, as fast as he could. For hours every day, Styx had been sequestered without breaks or relief. If he dared to ask for one, his tutors would report him to his father, who considered such actions as Styx's attempt to avoid responsibility, something the king did not take lightly. You're to be a king, boy, not some sniveling wastrel. Xerxes had been merciless with his mandates and expectations. No wonder Styx had been plagued with migraines. His free time had been seriously limited. Even so, Styx had worked around his father as best he could, and in his mind, Ash could see Styx as a boy smiling at him, while he placed a small box in Ash's hand and sat down next to him on his bed.
What's this?
Ash had asked him.
Open it and see.
Instead, he'd reached out to brush Styx's blonde hair back from a vicious black eye, and that hadn't been the only damage. A bit of blood still crusted his nose and mouth.
What happened?
Ashamed, Styx had looked away.
As a birthday present, Father decided it was time I began my war training. Today was the first lesson, but I fear I have no talent for it. Selinius said that he's never seen anyone more inept than me.
Asheron felt terrible for the pain that eye must have caused him. Styx cringed every time he blinked, but said nothing about how awful it must be.
What did Father say?
Styx sighed.
That I embarrassed him? He told Selenius to take no mercy. It is imperative that I learn to fight as a man and not rely on others to protect me. Yet Styx was only a 5-year-old child, and Selenius was a war hero. Styx nudged the box in Ash's hands. Open it already! More worried about Styx and his fate at the hands of another tutor who hated him, Ash obeyed. As soon as he saw the small wooden soldier, his breath caught. It was exquisite. Do you like it? Ash smiled. I love it, thank you! Without thinking, he grabbed Styx into a hug and discovered that his face wasn't the only part of him his war tutor had bruised. I'm sorry. His breathing ragged, Styx shrugged it off. It's fine. He fingered the soldier in Ash's hand. I hope I bought the right one. The vendor said that you'd admired it when Rissa purchased you the horse.
I did, but Rissa didn't have the coin for both.
Ash scooted off the bed to place the soldier on the horse in his window.
What did Rissa get you?
Did you know the soldier's arms move? Styx joined him at the window to show him. Ash frowned again as he noted the sadness that tainted his brother's smile.
Did Rissa not get you a horse, too?
As before, Styx didn't respond to his question. I'm so glad I got the right one. I was worried that the vendor might have forgotten or wasn't being truthful to me.
Styx, Ash said sternly. What did you get for your birthday?
His hand falling away from the soldier, he sighed heavily and stepped back.
A hoplomachos.
A drill instructor who had beaten him?
Is that it?
All the happiness faded from his vivid blue eyes. Father also gave me the honor of observing court sessions when he holds them.
What does that mean?
Every morning, I have to sit with him while he settles disputes for the people so that I can see what would be required of me as king, and so that I can witness Father's wisdom and learn from it. Ash gaped at the boring horror he described.
But mornings are your free time.
The only free time Styx had at all. The rest was taken up with tutors, work, and temple obligations. Those mornings were when Styx would sneak off to play with him, until Styx's lesson began after lunch. Father says I'm too old now for play. He's not raising a boy but a king, and kings don't play with toys. I have to assume my royal duties and stop being selfish and thoughtless all the time. Ash looked at his soldier that he knew Styx would have bought with his own coin that, unlike Rissa, he'd had to work for.
You're not selfish or thoughtless.
Styx didn't comment.
I better go. The last time I was late for Master Karpos, he told Father. Father's already angry enough that I asked for a toy today when I'm too old for such. I've no wish to aggravate him further.
Without another word, Styx left. Closing his eyes to blot out the past, Ash winced as he mentally pushed those memories back into the darkest recesses of his mind. He and Styx had been so close when they were young. Brothers, forever and always. It sickened him that Estes and the others had put such a wedge between them. That they had put a wedge between them. Harsh words, and even harsher actions, on both their parts. For centuries, he'd kept all those happy memories of Styx bottled up. Kept anyone from knowing he had a brother at all, and while he'd gone on with his life, he'd abandoned Styx to absolute solitude. To Artemis's tender care. Guilt and pain stabbed him hard over his own thoughtless callousness. Tonight, Tori had a huge surprise party planned for him. Orion was supposed to keep him occupied with his son while Tori and the others decked out Sanctuary and finished the preparations. He wasn't supposed to know anything about it, but her best friend Pam stunk at keeping secrets and had accidentally told him 2 days ago. Never in his life had he been happier. And Ash owed it all to Styx and Orion for the sacrifice they'd made in rescuing Tori out of Colossus.
Had his brother not stepped in to help Orion save Tori's life, Ash wouldn't have a precious son to hold. Or a beautiful woman who was his entire world. He glanced around the stark condo that showed no sign of life and wished Styx were here so that he could say thank you one more time. So that he could wish him a happy birthday for the first time since they were little boys, bonded as twin brothers. But what the hell? He hadn't spent a birthday with Styx in over 11,000 years. What difference would one more make? Still.
Wherever you are, brother, I hope you're surrounded by friends.